We have reached the semi-final stage of the ICC World Cup 2023, and one of the four teams from India, Australia, New Zealand and South Africa is going to win the trophy on the November 19th at Ahmedabad, India. At this stage, there is a lot of suspense in the air with people asking this question: will it be Rohit Sharma, Pat Cummins, Kane Williamson or Themba Bavuma who is going to lift the cup? My topic for this episode will not be on which of the four who wins, but will be on the Afghanistan cricket team, the heroes of the ongoing World Cup. Netherlands is not far behind, but I will stick to Afghanistan for this episode. This is Vishwanath for Winning Edge Talks podcast, and this is episode number 133. I'm a sports mental conditioning coach, counselor, author, blogger, and podcaster. Afghanistan were on a roll in this World Cup, and unlucky for them to miss the last four stages. It all began when they first shocked the defending champions, England, and then they beat the 1996 World Cup winners, Sri Lanka. Next on the chopping block were Pakistan and Netherlands. The Afghans were elated with the victory against Pakistan. Recently, Pakistan flushed out lakhs of Afghan refugees from the country, and the Afghan people are not too happy about it. Beating Pakistan was a sweet revenge for them. The Afghans almost defeated the five-time trophy winners, Australia. Batting first, Afghanistan made a decent total of 291. And in reply, Aussies at one stage were tottering at 91 for 7. Hashmatullah Shahidi's men must have been certain at this stage that their dream of making the semi-finals had come true. But destiny decided that they are not going to have too much too soon. The match situation was soon going to change, and if you believe in miracles, it happened that day. Pat Cummins walked in to join the dangerous Glenn Maxwell, and the match turned on its head. Maxwell batted like a man possessed that night. He got into a flow and was unstoppable. He began hitting the ball to all parts of the Wankhede Stadium. Even cramps didn't come in his way. Towards the end, Maxwell was limping, unable to get the feet to get moving and or take runs running to the non-striker's end. But he stood in his crease and clobbered the bowling into shreds. He remained not out on 201 with a 202-run partnership with Cummins. He took the team across the line. Glenn Maxwell's innings has been rated as the greatest innings in a one-day World Cup. Afghanistan, along with Netherlands, has superseded countries like Kenya, Scotland, Ireland, and Zimbabwe to make it to the World Cup 2023. If you recall, Kenya had made it to the semi-finals of the 2003 World Cup back then. How did Afghanistan become giant killers? The growth story of Afghan cricket is just about 3 to 4 decades old. How did they achieve such rapid strides in World Cup cricket? This is an inspiration story. Wait till you hear it. Cricket made its appearance in this Central Asian country, Afghanistan, way back in 1839. During the Anglo-Afghan War, cricket was played by the British soldiers, but it didn't have any impact on the Afghan people back then. Traditionally, contact sports like wrestling and sports like baskashi have been the favorite sports among the Afghans. Later, In the mid-80s, during the Russian invasion, Afghani people sheltered in the refugee camps of the northwest frontier province of Pakistan got exposed to cricket. Cricket was very popular in Pakistan by the time. After the 9/11 attack in 2000, the Americans, on receiving intelligence report that Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of their terrorist attack, was hiding there in Afghanistan, they started bombing Afghanistan. Lakhs of peoples were left homeless, and the Americans created refugee camps for the displaced people. The Americans were concerned with the large number of children going idle, and they wanted to engage them to channel their energy. They discovered that cricket was the most popular sport in Asia. So they supplied the children with bats and tennis balls. And this is how the Afghans took to cricket. And their trust with the sport began. Taliban, which was dominant even during American occupation, never encouraged any form of sports or entertainment. But since cricket had become a passion amongst the youth, they allowed cricket to be played, but with certain conditions. Recalls former cricket captain Navroz Mangal, he, speaking for the Out of the Ashes documentary, said, "Taliban let us play cricket if we wore a beard, prayed on time and followed the Sharia law." Afghan cricket grew from strength to strength. They were initially supported by Pakistan, and now India has become the second home of Afghan cricket. In the recent times, the Indian government has built cricket playing facilities for the Afghans at Greater Noida, Dehradun and Lucknow. The stages of the growth of Afghan cricket is another story. Today, Afghanistan is a full member of the ICC and are entitled to play in all the three formats of the game. This in itself is a huge achievement, considering there are 96 associate members waiting to gain full member status. The Afghani growth story is so phenomenal that Ayaz Memon, cricket columnist and commentator writing for the Times of India, says, "In some ways, the Afghan cricket growth story is somewhat Lagan-like metaphor." Those who have watched Aamir Khan's movie Lagan would relate to what Ayaz Memon says. The likes of Rashid Khan, Muhammad Nabi, Mujibur Rahman, Rahmanullah Gurbaz, Noor Ahmad, Naveen ul Haq have all been products of this system. The Afghan kids have grown up watching these superstars. The inspiration and the legacy left behind by the Afghan cricketers to the future generation of Afghani youth is akin to the inspiration caused by the long and middle distance runners of Kenya, Ethiopia and other countries of the Rift Valley. The present crop of Afghan cricketers are extremely popular among their youth. Rashid Khan is a superhero and the biggest sporting icon for them. Rashid Khan has 8.6 million followers on the Instagram and 1.9 million followers on X, formerly known as Twitter. He helped raise £41,000 through crowdfunding, raising an aid for the people affected by the recent earthquake. When Rashid Khan went for 4.5 crores in the IPL auction and was picked by the Sunrisers Hyderabad, he lit a million dreams in the hearts of the Afghans. The best batters of the world are wary of Rashid Khan and take no chances with him. Cricket is not just a pastime and hobby for the youth of Afghanistan. It is a means of livelihood and a source to come out of the zone of poverty. Franchise leagues all over the world has been a godsend boon for the Afghan players. I always wonder on how Afghan youth elevated themselves from a modest tennis ball cricket to the present status. And in the process, posing a threat to the top cricket playing nations of the world. It is not easy with no proper infrastructure and affordability to buy proper cricket gear. Afghanistan is a country always rife with militancy, terrorism, conflict, wars, invasions, and political instability. For cricket to grow and prosper under these conditions to the current status is an inspirational story. To make a psychological analysis of their success story, I would say, growing amidst poverty, chaos, conflict and uncertainty has made the Afghan cricketers mentally tough. I wish to reiterate with this statement, when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. Novak Djokovic, who hails from Serbia, a country that was caught in the crossfires of the Yugoslavian war, has on several occasions recounted in public domain the incidents during the Serbian war and what ethnic conflicts taught him to make him determined and tough. When financial gains coming from cricket becomes the only source of income, man takes it seriously, works hard, makes the necessary sacrifices, becomes determined, and keeps persevering till the goal is reached and his dreams come true. This is the story of Afghan cricket. What their predecessors have achieved have made the youth of Afghanistan to believe in themselves, that they can achieve the impossible. Winning the World Cup cricket trophy may be their biggest dream yet. Who knows, it may come true. These are the dreams the Azmats, Nabis, Gurbazes, Rehmans, Noor Ahmads, Naveen ul Haqs and Rashid Khans are made of. When they could do, so can you. This is all I have for you in this episode. Bye for now. Take time to visit my website winningitchconsulting.in.